Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, on January 12th, 2006, we launched the Living in Las Vegas podcast. There's our original logo. It's cute, isn't it? So that means that today is our 10-year anniversary, which calls for a celebration, I'd say, which is exactly what we're going to be doing. Plus, we've got an explanation, real quick stories, live chat questions, a very special listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast where drinks are on me. Let's get started.
That was magical, by the way. It's because I'm a warlock.
Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. From Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing about it, Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh,
10-year anniversary. Huge audience here today. I'm super proud of them. By the way, congratulations. Why? I'll tell you why. Because you are watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Vegas. And by the way, your hosts combined total of 30, I don't know, maybe even 40 years of living experience here in the Vegas, which means we're not only going to tell you what it's like to live here, new. And our adventures, oh sure, Strip, Fremont Street, yeah, of course, Fremont Street Experience, downtown, all that stuff. But guess what? If you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, you're a fan of the city. This little shindig here, it's like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. We are live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We would invite you to join us live. Be a part of the live chat. We've got tons of people in there tonight on our special show. And here's what I promise you. Your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter, and no question about it, people become famous because of their live chatness. I can't help it, they're just great people. Now, who am I? Well, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, how you doing, hot stuff? It's great to have you here. Been a long-time broadcaster in the online world for, I don't know, 50, 60 years. And I'm super happy, of course, to have the person who makes it all worthwhile to me. I believe the nickname we gave this person once before was the Naughty Jelly Sweet. What? Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, it's Melissa Whitney, everybody. There she is. How about that? Oh, my. That's right. She doesn't talk, but God bless her.
Hi. I forgot. Yes, I can talk here. Sorry. You had me on like radio silence, like sneak in, don't say a word.
I know.
I forgot this thing worked.
And you handed it well. By the way, this was literally the only time you were ever on radio silence.
I know. It's unusual.
I liked it. I felt like I had power that I've never had before.
I didn't want to let you down, but then I couldn't control that sneeze.
I'm not sure if anybody in the live chat saw that, or heard that, but we're talking, and you know, the big plan was don't tell anybody here. And over here, about 15 minutes, we hear, achoo! But girlier.
I think I have a man sneeze, so no, maybe people thought it was Brett.
Well, I don't know. But the reason why Melissa here is, of course, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary of the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Pretty exciting.
Many, many moons ago, we decided to start this crazy little podcast. And as you can see...
Not we. That was you. You talked me into it.
I did talk you into it. As a matter of fact, how about a little blast from the past? Here is... Believe it or not, episode 1 of the Living in Las Vegas
Seriously?
Podcast that happened in January 12th, 2006. Here's how we started the Living in Las Vegas podcast, sitting in a room much smaller than this with crap all over the place.
Right.
Here's how it all began. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, what a great crowd here in the Living in Las Vegas podcast studios. Thank you all for showing up. Now, before I begin, I think it's appropriate that before I do anything, I introduce to my listening audience the woman who is my happy to my ness, the cream to my coffee, the person who makes everything I do worthwhile, my beautiful wife, Melissa Whitney. Big hand for Melissa. Say hi, honey.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
Yeah, isn't she pretty? Now, before we get started here, I want you to tell everybody how you tested the mic. What was the song?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I was singing a little ditty.
Well, sing it, baby.
I'm going to get even with you later on this.
You scare me not.
I was saying, there once was a mouse named Mickey.
Oh.
Ouch. Watch out.
I made that up, didn't
microphone.
I?
Yeah.
That's not good.
The microphone's getting in the way of your wine.
It does.
That's good.
They know that we're drinking during our podcast. And then I forgot that the way we used to end the show is we had you talk it out.
For more information.
Oh, yeah.
On behalf of Scott and myself, thank you for listening to the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Be sure to visit livinginlv.com to
totally
see photos of the subjects talked about
cool.
in today's podcast. Yeah. Submit listener questions for the show and for advertising information.
She completely memorized
this
all
is
of
Melissa
this.
Whitney saying
That's
cheers
awesome.
And see you next time.
Bye.
That is awesome.
That was episode one. So we are going to toast. La-da-dee.
Some things have remained consistent.
Which part is that?
The drinking part.
I don't know what you're talking about. One for you?
There's a lot going on over here.
What do you mean?
Well, Brett, you got a pretty complex setup over here.
There's Brett, by the way.
You got a Dodge hats and
There's
CDs.
Brett. Hey, Brett.
I'm in the live audience tonight.
That's awesome.
Brett, can I pour you a small amount of champagne?
No, you guys are good. I had my fill this weekend in the Napa.
That's awesome. I was jealous, I have to say.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
And also,
way to go,
cheers
honey.
To Brett.
Cheers to Brett. Clink, clink. Here, a little toast, Brett.
Toast, Brett.
He'd look great as a blonde, too, don't you think?
Who, Brett?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I blonde?
No, but we should get you a little blonde wig.
You can see it would appear we actually had a good time. So we
did
that for
champagne.
A while, and then we went to the main Vegas Video Network studios, and then we returned back. We had a pretty good time. And arguably, one of the things that we were best known for is likely
arguing.
Two of the things we were best known for was both arguing. Look at her; she is so innocent and cute, and not really
trustworthy. I didn't start the disagreement.
Is of course this little what would you call it? Jewel. Doing that for 10 years, and it's no wonder I can barely feel my feet. Okay. As I said in the big song, we got some listener email here. If it's from a man, then I'll read it. If it's from a woman, guess who? Melissa reads that. And so we're going to start off with our first email from Jennifer, which means Melissa gets to read it. Melissa?
Okay. I think it is very sweet of you to have married Scott.
Couldn't agree more.
What kind of drugs does he have you under?
What?
Would you like to be rescued?
What? I find that offensive. And if you don't want to answer that, you don't have to. Do you want to answer that?
Well, sure. Okay. I suppose it's some sort of love potion.
Love potion number 9.
Clearly. We've been together a lot longer than this show.
15 years.
Yeah, we go way back.
We go way back. So you're arguing that
love potion.
It's not that's not necessarily a drug.
Why not? They put some kind of aphrodisiac.
So you're basically saying that
stuff in there?
You're agreeing with her that in fact you are being drugged. Excellent. All right. This next question is from Carl.
That was a trick question.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm really a big fan of Jennifer.
What about the "Would I like to be rescued" part? You just skip ahead. Some things never change.
Do you want to be rescued?
This is the same stuff you used to pull on me.
Do you want to be rescued?
Did you notice this? This is what he does to me, Brett. He just skips, cuts me off.
I'm going to now do Brett's impersonation. I'm just so happy I don't have to talk to this guy right now.
Thank God Melissa agreed to come back for a few minutes.
What's that?
I'm catching up with my football team's rage right now.
Right. Multitasking.
He's like, the Rams can suck it. Yeah. Okay. Would you like to be rescued?
No. I'm in it for the long run. You're stuck with me.
Okay.
All right.
That makes me very happy.
But I would like the love potion to keep coming.
Remember when we discovered love potion number 9 at Taos?
Yeah.
That's when we discovered what?
Red Bull.
And everything changed after
which
that.
Which I don't do anymore, but yeah.
All right.
I love that stuff.
Favorite drink?
Moscow Mule.
Drink that makes you the happiest.
Well, Long Island iced tea. Yeah, that makes me a little nutty. Like, crazy things could happen. Like, police could get called if I have one.
Crazy. Unbelievable change.
It makes me really happy. It's weird. What do you mean change? I think I'm usually happy.
You're always happy, but it makes you uber happy. Like, super fun, really exciting happy.
But scary, like, what is she going to do now?
Well, a little bit, but that's part of the joy and the drugs. Okay, our next question comes from Carl, who is Jennifer's husband.
These people are asking what our safe word is tonight.
Safe word is keep going. Best line. Meanwhile, I'm going to show you how much Brett liked that joke.
That's awesome.
Great. Okay. Here we go.
I'm supposed to be quiet.
No, you don't have to be quiet. I just wanted you to be quiet in the beginning, so the surprise has now been taken care of. You may say what you like. All right, here's Carl, who is Jennifer's husband. Carl writes, hey, Scott and Brett. Hold on, let me see if Brett's still here.
Hey.
Yeah, very good. There he is. Okay. Love the show. I just noticed that my wife Jennifer sent Melissa an email implying you had to drug Melissa to get her to marry and stay married to you. My apologies. She can be a handful sometimes.
Is he talking about Jennifer or me?
Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming. Any chance
it's unclear, though, right?
Well... Carl is not a great writer.
I'm just pointing out.
Carl probably wrote this about an hour ago.
Oh. Very creative,
yeah.
Carl.
Any chance you could teach me that mind manipulation stuff you actually used to get Melissa to marry you so I can try to rein in my wife? Love and kisses, Carl. Nope.
Love and kisses. So.
I cannot teach you that. And the reason I can't teach you that is not because I don't want to, Carl. I do want to. The problem is... there is no mind manipulation going on here. We are reunited and it feels so good.
Is that Peaches and Herb?
Reunited, Herb, and Feeling. 1979, one of the top 5 songs in 1970. No wonder I'm so proud of graduating high school that year.
Yeah, good music in 1979, huh?
Okay, and our final...
They used to play that at the roller skating rink.
Did you... were you holding hands with somebody during
sure
that?
Sure was.
Who was it?
Not going to say.
Do you have a name?
I have some names.
Oh, you have multiple names.
Sure. You know, you go with someone for like 2 seconds, then you're like, I quit you.
I quit you.
In Illinois, that's what it was. I quit you.
You know what that comes from, right? That comes from Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit
that
you.
That show was not around in 1979.
I can't quit you.
That was not around in 79.
I can't quit you.
You know, the Midwest, we do tend to be the leaders of everything cultural.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think not. Our final question is from Cindy with an S to Melissa.
Cindy with an S? Are you serious?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It's usually Cindy with an I or a Y.
It's Cindy with an S. She's kind of nutty. Please read it out loud.
I just don't trust Cindy, so I just want to get a little read. Okay, exactly. Exactly how much would the Living in Las Vegas audience have to pay for you to come back to the show?
Wait, hold on. That's uncool. I think Brett is a great co-host for me, and I don't believe that's the way this thing goes out. So, Cindy with an S, you can't
I don't think you understand how this was going to go down.
What do you mean?
I think Brett and you would make a great team. Boom. Brett and Melissa, what do you think of that?
Oh, great. We've killed them.
Oh, good Lord.
So wait a minute. Cindy wants you and Brett as
co-hosts?
Yeah.
Cindy wants Brett and I to be the co-hosts. Woo! Yeah. You can sit over there on the sidelines and watch over there.
I get to sit in the captain's chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, Brett.
Out of the way, Scott.
Finally, Brett's waking up because he is going to sit in the captain's chair and run all of the magic. Okay. Well, Cindy with an S, you are not to be trusted. No one likes you. You're probably related to Jennifer, who also is untrustworthy. I am fans of Carl, the one who's trying to rein in all these women. And to that I say...
And not doing a good job.
I apologize to the listeners who have had to listen to this nonsense. they don't mean anything by it. We love everybody. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Okay, bye everyone.
We're going to take a quick break and resume this here program. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where Brett is coming back. God bless his little heart. We shall return in 2 seconds. Peace out. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Okay, so I wanted to take a moment, excuse me, and talk a little bit about, just briefly, last week's show. Because I felt like it kind of, well, here's the deal. So I did the show last week, and I'm like, well, that was a pretty good show. And I watched it back, and I thought, whoa, you know, I'm a cussy McCusserson like the, like, you know, whoever, but holy camoles, I was way over the top. I want to kind of explain what was going on, because clearly, as I watched that, I'm like, that dude is angry. And I was really angry. And so I kind of want to walk you through what was going on there. So that was, what's the date, the 12th? So that was, what, the 5th? So on New Year's Eve, I noticed that Boswell was having some problems. And now Boswell has always had this weird gaggy coffee thing that he's had since he was a puppy. But he was doing something different, and it concerned us. So on, you know, New Year's Eve, we take Boswell to the vet, and they do some tests, and they come back and say, well, you know, he's got a heart problem. And that's led to kidney failure. And we're like, wow, that's really bad. What can we do? And they said, well, we can keep him for a couple days and give him fluids. Because he wasn't really drinking, and sometimes this helps. So, you know, we kept Boswell there for 2 days. So New Year's Eve, that was Friday. So that Saturday, that Sunday, Boswell was at the vet, and Boswell hates the vets, and it was just a really shitty time for us, quite frankly. And I was pretty stressed out and starting to get really uptight about it. And we called them on that Monday, and they basically said, yeah, the flushing didn't work. And his numbers, I mean, the number for this testing, this kidney testing, is supposed to be like a 0 or a 1. It was 14. Mm-hmm. And when they did the flushing, it dropped down to like a 10. So it didn't really do anything. So this was a bad deal. So we brought Boswell home. And for that week, it was just horrible. And we were, you know, watching Boswell get sick. And that Tuesday... it was beginning to really show itself, and I was, you know, I was unbelievably sad about this, and quite clearly I was very angry about it too. As a matter of fact, during the show, Boswell had, you know, demonstrated a couple of things that were very, very bad. After the show, Melissa was like, this is going very, very, very bad. And so that next day, Wednesday, I stayed home with Boswell and tried to do some stuff to make him better, and it was quite clear that he was now suffering, and we had to put an end to that. So we ended up having to euthanize Boswell on Wednesday, the day after that show. So I will tell you this, that for those few days before and the days after, I've cried more in the last 2 or 3 days than I have in the last 5 years. It was brutal, and it just completely floored me. That day we euthanized him, it was without question the worst day of my life. It was just horrible. And so we, you know, as I look back at what happened there and I look back at the show, I decide, wow, that's just an angry guy who is, you know, heartbroken about what was going on there. And so I wanted to take a moment and apologize because I'm not apologizing for cussing. I cuss all the time and I will still cuss. But it was too much. It was, you know, an angry guy out there just being pissed off that I couldn't save my dog. So I've been fortunate, you know, we're not the type of people who talk about these kind of things. Like, we didn't put anything on Facebook or anything like that. But you know, several folks have reached out to say, you know, give their condolences. And I want to just say to Doug Geinzer, he sent me a card that was the nicest thing. He just knew exactly what was going on. And so, Doug, I want to thank you for that. Again, I want to apologize for that behavior last week, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. What I'm trying to think about right now is, instead of being sad for the loss, to be appreciative of what we had when he was here. You know, he was almost 15 years old when he passed, and he was our first dog. He was a great dog. And that's, you know, that's Boswell there, the one closest to the camera. And we're certainly going to miss him, but, well, that's it. We're just going to miss him. So that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to challenge, you know, enough of this down, darky stuff. I promise not to cuss anymore.
Bullshit.
There's no. What? Did you hear that?
I didn't say that.
I didn't hear
that.
That
was Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa, her voice is lowered.
Yes.
So
my condolences on Boswell. I did not know that.
Thank you.
You had told me what was going on a little bit, but I did not realize how.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. It was just complete shit.
Understood.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we're going to prove to you how powerful living in Las Vegas is. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network.
Walk with me.
Hey.
Talk with me.
Woo. Come on.
Taste the best restaurants in Vegas with me. When you're walking with the walking gourmet.
For sure.
A food tasting tour that you're sure to adore. When you're walking with the walking
gourmet. Here we go. Donut.
Time for a donut. If you want to go on a great food tour, check out thewalkinggourmet.com. Indeed.
Walking with the walking gourmet.
Walking never tasted so good.
Yeah. There it is. That's I think that ad lib in the background was very well done.
You like that? Yeah.
Very well. Okay, so let's get into it. Here's the great thing about living in Las Vegas. As we celebrate our 10-year anniversary of the show, and yes.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, by the way, Brett Grant, everybody.
I just thought I'd say hi. It's nice to be on the show.
And look at that.
Thanks for having me. I actually shaved.
I fixed his lower third. Everything's good.
Shaved.
Doesn't say Melissa
back
anymore.
To the super co-host.
I'm pretty magical.
Yeah, that's good. Did it say Brett for Melissa?
No, it said Melissa before, because okay. I actually had notes to not screw this up.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Actually, so far, this show has gone really, really well.
I'm glad. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. I'm glad
to be a part of it for the last 9.5 years. It's been quite a journey for me.
It has been that long. It feels that long, if nothing else. So here's the premise that I am going to present to both the listening folks and the viewing folks, and to you,
right.
Brett Grant. I suggest this. I say that if you live in Las Vegas for long enough,
which we do,
which we have, a combined total of 30 plus years, what ends up happening is, because of the great restaurants here,
correct,
your palate becomes more and more sophisticated. True okay. or false?
Yeah, true. I think so. Sure.
And today we're going to prove that to you.
How are we going to do that,
well,
Scott?
You're going to prove it to
me. I'm going to prove that. I have about the most limited palate on the planet.
That's not true.
That's all. Can I pop some more peas, please?
Stop being so modest, young man.
Yes. Ask my wife.
So here's what we're going to do.
My kids, my wife would eat everything.
What we're going to do is we've got some foods here.
You brought food.
I bought food. Now, you cannot look at the food.
All right.
So don't look in the bucket.
I won't look inside. Here, I'll put
on. What we're going to do. Hold on. I've got something for that as well. No, actually,
I can't see anything now.
You can look right now for a second.
Okay.
First, we have to decide what your blinding tool will be.
Oh.
Because this is a blind taste test.
So a blind taste test.
We're going to have you eat stuff, and you're going to be able to tell us what that stuff is.
Now, I'm going to eat things.
Brett doesn't know what he's going to be eating. I will say this.
Where's my spittoon?
Stand by. There is no spittoon. You must swallow. just like anybody who's good at this. So I will say this for those of you who are listening or and watching and thinking, man, Scott's not a beatrice. He's probably going to give him bad stuff. No, I have tasted everything that I'm about to foist upon Brett. So there is no poisons, no bad stuff. And by the way, I had the chance of getting tofu. I did not get tofu because I think tofu is horrible. Okay, so you can either use this. This is a sleep mask.
The Melissa sleep mask.
Or you can use the Black Like My Heart bandana. No,
we got to go with the sleep mask.
Of course you do. Yeah, I think all right, here we go.
Give me the sleep mask.
Let's go.
People, please pray for me for a variety of reasons. So, but
don't be afraid.
Oh, my goodness. If I pass out, call my wife.
And as you, so let's take a look at, let's see what Brett
looks
like.
If you give me Brussels sprouts, I'm gonna be very angry.
No Brussels sprouts. Okay, but don't say anything else.
Well, I don't know what we're giving me.
Quiet.
Are these items that you cooked or items from restaurants this that you went and
this
got?
Is so fun to watch you.
I'm not even sure where the microphone is. There it is. Okay.
So these are items that I bought.
Items you bought.
Trust me, you don't want me cooking anything. That'll kill a brother.
Did you buy these items already cooked?
Yes.
Okay.
These items are finished.
So you just had to heat them up? Like from a grocery store kind of a thing?
Maybe or maybe not. We're going to start.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to start with cheeses.
Oh, cheese. Okay.
Okay? Oh, geez, the cheese.
So I have to choose.
I'm going to give you a piece of cheese.
And I did get a message today that simply asked me, Brett, are you allergic to any food?
Right.
My response was, just food I don't like.
Right. So we're about to find out what you don't like, maybe. Okay. So
how am I doing this? Is there utensils involved or am I licking my fingers? What am I doing?
I think what I'll do is I will feed you. there's some fork stuff and cheese stuff. For the cheese stuff, I'm just going to put it in your palm of your hands, and you can eat that. Okay. So give me a second, and I'll tell you. I'm gonna have the live chat.
How many items am I tasting?
Five in total.
Okay.
Okay. So our first one is a cheese. I'm slicing the cheese now.
Do I have anything to wash this down with?
Would you like some champagne?
Sure. If I have to. It's the best you can do.
I feel that's a pretty good thing, actually. Okay, stand by. Hold on.
Stand by for broadcast.
Standing by. We are pouring the champagne to clear the palate of Brett. Let's take your... I'm going to move that out of the way. Okay, hold your hand out.
Hand is held out.
There's your drink. I'm going to move all this stuff out.
Okay, that is champagne.
That is champagne. The live chat. Don't do it. It's a trap.
Is this the edge of the desk?
Yeah, that's good. You're good.
Okay.
Okay, now... So here's the first one. Actually, can I show them this? Hold on.
What's the purpose of this?
Prove that your palate is sophisticated after all these years of living.
And I'm supposed to tell you what I'm eating?
Yes. Here we go.
If you give me some goofy Roquefort.
There we go.
I'm supposed to tell you what kind of cheese this is?
Yes. Eat it. And what kind of cheese are you eating?
Hell, I don't know. It's
think about it.
I'm thinking it's like a pepper jacky thing. It's a jack.
A jack cheese?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Keep thinking.
I like it, though.
It's good, right? Okay, so jack cheese, what a lot of people don't know.
Maybe not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I will let you continue if you want to continue.
I don't have a better guess, so I'll stay with Jack.
Jack, now here's what's fascinating. Already he's one for one. Because
really?
A lot of people don't know this, but the person who invented this cheese was called Jack Cheddar. It is cheddar cheese. Congratulations, Brett. You got the first one correct. Well done.
That was cheddar cheese?
It's cheddar cheese.
I don't like cheddar cheese.
Okay, really?
No, it's okay.
But you liked it.
Well, I do.
Okay, would you like to have a little bit of your drink?
Probably.
Okay, there you go. You've got this. I got to show this. This is really
was that actually like orangey cheddar
yes,
cheese?
Yes, it was.
Nice choice, Brett. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, our next piece. Okay. Very well done, by the way. You're one for one.
I just said Jack. Jack Cheddar.
Well, Jack Cheddar. A lot of people don't know that.
That's better than Jack Shit.
Okay, here we go. Here's our next piece of cheese.
All right. This is a rectangular shaped.
Yes, yes it is.
Kind of running together.
Maybe you need some more champagne. This is
tastes like a white cheddar.
Wow. I am shocked by that.
But it doesn't. I think I still have some cheddar in my mouth.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, it's not Swiss, I don't think.
Nope.
That's not a Munster. Not a Havarti.
Wow, that you're even rattling off names that I don't even know. Proving once again that you have a huge palate.
I like the Munster cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, that had like a crunch to it. What the hell was in there?
Fingernail. Hard to say. Let's go with not a fingernail.
All right, I'm going back to a Jack.
A Jack.
I have no idea.
Again, this is unbelievable how well you know
this.
It's
like a white cheddar.
Because Jack's middle name is Gouda, and that's correct.
That's why I couldn't think of the word.
It's a Gouda cheese. Congratulations. Gouda. So that's two for two.
I couldn't think of Gouda.
I was trying
to think of that word. I swear to you, I was.
Okay.
Now, it's a Gouda.
Now we're going to get a little bit more. I'm going to have to feed this to you.
Good Lord.
All right. Now
so obviously I have a very
Well, you're two for two. I don't know palate. What you're talking about. I mean, you got it right. It was, you know, Jack Cheddar, middle name Gouda. That's two for two. Congratulations.
Yeah, Jack Gouda Cheddar.
Now, this is there are many things in this particular dish. These are all cold, by the way, so you know what's coming.
Okay.
This is like a salad kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get a scoop in here that's got several things going on. And you're just... will be to tell us all the ingredients.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay? So here we go. Here we go.
I can't do... I'm supposed to open my mouth now?
Yeah, open your mouth.
Or are you going to give me the fork?
No, I think I'll just feed you.
Oh, okay, good
open
Lord.
Open your mouth.
Oh, good Lord.
There you go. Okay. Choo-choo-choo. Pretty good, huh?
That's a macaroni or a pasta salad.
Okay, pasta salad, you say?
With onions, green peppers, red peppers, onions.
Red peppers,
pasta.
Good.
Pasta.
Red
some
onions.
Some kind of pasta.
Yellow peppers, good.
Yeah, green peppers, probably.
Yep, green peppers,
I'm
good.
Going with, squiggly pasta.
Squiggly pasta.
Fazuli, I think it's called.
Fazuli.
Or fazuli.
Wow.
Mad at me.
This is impressive. Anything else that you taste?
I hope I didn't taste an olive because I don't normally like olives.
You could have tasted an olive.
Yeah, right, that's pretty much it. I mean, you get the onion, you get the peppers,
wow.
And you get the pasta.
Unbelievable.
Am I that bad?
You're correctly. Again, you are right when you said it was Greek orzo salad. Yes, it was orzo. It was little.
Well, okay, but it's Mediterranean pasta salad.
Yes,
okay.
They look like little larva, I guess.
Yeah, it's pasta.
That's it. It looked like this. Let me just show everybody. So that's what he had.
I don't get to look at it. Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess you can look at it now.
That's all right.
Okay.
You can show me afterwards.
Very good.
But I got some of the ingredients correct. I know I did.
And that's the point.
Did I get some of the ingredients correct?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, everyone that you named was right, except for the pasta. It wasn't
type
a pasta.
Of pasta.
It was
okay.
It was like those seedy things.
Okay. Hold, please. Hold, please.
Stand by.
He will hold. Stand by for broadcast.
Okay. So you may have mentioned that you don't like part of what's in this one.
If it's olives, yeah. I'm not
no, it's not olives. Okay. It's not olives.
If you give me Brussels sprouts, I'm just going to
spit it
right
back at
you.
Oh, no, actually, it wasn't Brussels sprouts today. Please don't spit out of my hand.
Or anything else like that.
Oh, come on now. Don't be a little baby.
Everything. Well, I think I'm doing okay so far.
So far, you've got... you're 100%. So, I mean, I don't know what else anybody wants. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Am I hitting the lean in again?
Yeah, mouth open.
Oh, good Lord.
Here we go. Boom. Mm-mm. I really like that one.
It's all over my chin. That tastes like potato salad.
Potato salad. Okay.
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Maybe some coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Hmm. Okay.
Hmm. Nope. Well, obviously there's a crunch, like a slawy kind of thing to it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
This one over here, I'm trying to figure out what that is. It's good. I like it. I'm going with the potato salad, although it's not the consistency I would think of for a potato salad.
Stunning. A stunning discovery.
I'm that bad again, huh?
Couldn't be farther away in this one case. This is actually a broccoli crunch. The big thing
you're
eating
was broccoli.
So you were eating broccoli. This would actually be good to show your kids. You should eat broccoli. Because adults don't really know what it's like. So you had broccoli.
Here's the funny thing. Yesterday, my wife made a broccoli casserole, and I refused to eat it.
Well,
and here I am eating
broccoli.
This broccoli.
Yeah, it was broccoli, and there's
what else is in there?
Some eggs and salt and spices and
it wasn't too bad actually.
Vinegar, raisins, cashews, all kinds of stuff.
What?
Yeah,
good Lord, I must not have got any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I probably didn't get that one. Okay, here's our last one. Again, you're 100%.
Pretty
excellent job.
You can taste the onions, though. Good God.
Yeah, onions. Here's our last one. This will be, I think, very easy.
I guess you can tell everything's been easy.
Given your background so far and your culinary capabilities. There we go. Oh, Michelle, you're ready here. You're
ready.
Here we go. Open your mouth. There it is. Okay. What do you got?
It's potato salad.
Oh, so the last one was potato salad, and this one's a potato salad. Interesting.
This one tastes like potato salad, though.
Okay. Anything else in there besides potato salad?
Yeah.
What else is in there?
I don't know, but there's stuff in there. I'm so bad at this, obviously. You couldn't possibly be any worse.
I don't know. You got one wrong out of all these. That's pretty good.
I'm 80% so far.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
75.
Yeah.
Well, it tastes like a little oniony. Hell, I don't even know.
Well, you are right on the potato salad.
I am?
Yep.
See, I don't realize how out of touch I am with my senses overall.
Well, you know what this is? This is not about your senses. This is the fact that most people just don't know what the hell things taste like when they don't see them.
That's a good point.
It's really
eat
true.
With your eyes.
And you can take
Speaking
off
of my eyes, can
you
I
can
have
take off your
Thank
deal
you.
Now. So big hand for Brett for actually playing along. Thank you, Brett. I will now show you what you had. So there was potato salad with bacon.
Bacon.
In it. So you were eating a little bit of bacon in there.
Okay. I can taste the bacon now. You say it.
Right. And then before was your broccoli crunch with all kinds of ingredients in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And here is your first one. This is your Greek orzo.
Well, I got that one right,
salad.
Except for the type of thing. That was actually pretty good.
It was good, huh? All these are pretty good. I like them all.
Yeah.
I didn't want to poison you.
I appreciate that.
And then here's the Gouda that you had.
I like the Gouda.
And then here's the cheddar that you had. All right?
Okay.
So once again, you live here in Las Vegas for 20 years, and your palate is like a fine tooth. There's nothing that you can't taste, nothing that you can't understand. It is literally the most powerful thing you've ever seen. Okay. Way to go, Brett.
Thanks
for being a good sport.
Well, thanks for having dinner for me. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. I'm telling you, that was all good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick stories. Number one. Hey, how about this, ladies and gentlemen? This is kind of fun. I was interviewed back in early, mid-December, and this thing came out this weekend on Sunday in the Sunday paper. Front page of the Life section of the Review Journal. They did a really cool article about podcasting.
I like how they cut off the other part of the shot there.
By the way, I gave them multiple photos, including you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And they rejected it.
Apparently.
Because they've heard about your palate.
Yeah.
And this is right by the food section. Anyway, so really, it was a really cool interview. I actually talked to this guy for, I don't know, might have been a half hour, 45 minutes. He was a really nice guy. And I want to say that I really want to thank, besides Michael, for doing this. He's the guy who wrote the article in the Review Journal for putting it up there. And finally getting a link so I could show people this. I want to thank two people, Danny Ackerman and Glenn Santa, because they went on the website, on that article site, and actually commented on the article.
Oh.
And said some very, very nice things. I thought that was very, and I was surprised I didn't ask them to do that. So thank you, Danny, and thank you, Glenn, for doing that. I thought that was very, very cool. And by the way, if you would like to go and say something nice about that article, that would be really nice of you.
What segment? What section was it?
It's in the Life section. Right now, if you go to the Life section of the Review Journal, currently it's still on the homepage. So that picture of me is the first thing you see when you go to the Live section of the Journal. Yeah, it's pretty spooky. So
not
that was
anymore.
Really cool.
You've been replaced by a pub.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Really?
Just says pub.
LV.
Downtown Crown Pub opens on Wednesday.
Now, are you looking at the tech section?
Oh, I didn't say tech. You just said life section.
Life and then tech.
Well, you didn't say that.
I did say that.
No, you feel said like life.
Let's go to the tech
Where's
section.
Where's tech on the far left?
Yeah, very first tech. Let's take a look. Let's see if I've been. Nope, I'm still there. Hello, Scotty.
There he is. There I he read is. The article.
That was a good article. It was like the first, almost the first half was about.
These other people they're talking to, they're not even in town, are they? These other
One of them is. So congratulations also to Downtown Podcast. The guy who runs that, super nice guy. We had him in as a guest for one of our co-op members when we were back on Convention Center Drive, Dylan. I believe his name is just a really, really nice guy. And then 500 was mentioned, who's a real popular popular podcast. And then a new one that I wasn't aware of called Vegas Fanboy was also mentioned as well. But it's great that podcasting got that kind of stuff. I mean, I talk about podcasting every day. It's how I make a living. And it's nice to see. And by the way, this happens every so often. The Review Journal wrote about me and podcasting in 2005. That's how I met a good friend of mine now, was because of that article. So it's good that every, 10 or so years, they want to talk about podcasting again. And in both cases, it's NPR that makes podcasting important to the rest of the world, because NPR does great podcasts. They embraced it in 2005. And their most recent one, the podcast called Serial, has kind of gotten people aware of podcasting again. So, anybody who's in the podcast business is we have to thank the folks over at NPR for doing that. So thanks, NPR. Thanks, Review Journal. Thanks, Michael Lyle, for doing that. Really do appreciate it. Next up, I got some tickets to give away for you guys. So this is a one-time deal.
Going?
So a friend of mine, if you guys watched House Seats Presents, which is on Monday nights at 3:00. It's hosted by a guy named Bryce Crossman. Bryce runs House Seats. He also runs DW Bistro. But he runs House Seats, which is a place where you can get free tickets to shows. And he's doing, they have this thing besides House Seats. They have this organization called House Seats Presents, which is the same name of the show on the network. And what they do is they produce their own shows. So House Seats is primarily known as, you can go to a show for free, or you pay them a yearly fee, and then you can go to these different shows for free, like Anthony Cools or Mike Hammer or whatever. But they also produce their own shows, which are paid shows. You pay to go to any of these. And this Thursday night, they're doing a show called The Set List, Jagged Little Pill. And what they do is they take an album, in this case, Jagged Little Pill.
Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, and they have four different gals and a live band who are going to play that whole album from front to back. But they're going to perform it live. And it's a really cool idea. And they do one every quarter. Like, and I think it's spring, they're going to do two Van Halen albums back to back. They're going to do Rocky Horror. They're going to do Unforgettable on Christmas. They've done some other ones in the past. Anyway, so Bryce was nice enough to give me a couple tickets to this show. So it's this Thursday. I think it starts at 9. Oh, actually, hold on.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. There's going to be a couple.
House of Blues.
Yeah, at the House of Blues in their larger performance area. And, yeah, it starts at 8 p.m. These guys probably aren't going to get on until 9 is what Bryce told me. Now, I would have gone, but on Thursday I've got a couple shows that we do on the network, and I'm usually 10 o'clock before I'm done with that. So I can't go. But if you want two tickets to go see the set list, Jagged Little Pill, here they are. All you got to do is be the first person to email me and say, Scott, I'd like to have those tickets. Here's the deal. You have to be a local. You have to pick up the tickets from the studio, from our studio, either tomorrow or Thursday. And you have to be able to go. Send the email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. First person who asks for these tickets, we'll get them. I think it'll be a great show. They do good stuff there.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
Thursday night.
Mandalay Bay, House of Blues.
That's right. Any That's RQSs nice. From you, my friend?
I went this weekend up to the Napa.
Which is a great place,
isn't it? Celebrated. It'd be nice if you could actually put me back on this.
Thank you for that direction.
My daughter turned 21, as I told you the story last week. So yeah. She turned 21 on Wednesday, a week ago, and she had a couple friends in town, so we took her over to get some margaritas and stuff. And,
here
in town.
Where did you go?
I told her we went to Lindo, Michoacan.
Oh, yeah.
So she wanted some margaritas, and they brought her a shot, and later on she had more shots.
And this is her very first time drinking, so how did that go?
And much to my chagrin, it wasn't her first time drinking.
I'm sorry, what was that?
She's apparently had done that before.
In front of you?
No, drank before, in general.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
I was a little crestfallen. I was a little crestfallen.
I bet you were.
I'm like, she's pretty good at this. I mean, literally, she's doing shots of tequila.
Wow.
And you know, later that night, she came home about 2 o'clock in the morning with her friends, and they had they used the Uber.
Awesome.
So I was happy to hear that.
You bet.
So they had 3 or 4 people staying at the house. And when they got home, so the next morning I went to work, you know, taking the dog out. It's like 7:30 in the morning. I see passed out 21-year-olds on couches and things. And she was fine. Didn't get sick or anything.
That's nice.
So Friday we drove up. We didn't drive. We flew up to Napa.
Right.
And spent a rainy weekend at wineries. The sun did come out on Sunday. We had a good time. So it was nice. And she got to enjoy her 21st. And we had fun at Napa. Rented a house, actually, on the Napa River. Who knew there was a river going through Napa?
I did.
I'm just saying, but when you think of Napa Valley, you're thinking of the
wineries. Rented a house. Did you do vacation by owner or something
I did,
like that?
VRBO, rentals by owner, which I've used many times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never had a dud yet.
Yeah, it's good.
They do a very good job.
It's good.
And this particular house was completely renovated. We're like the third people to stay in it. So, right. You know, the guy's like, we're really new at this. So, you know, like, okay, well, we'll take everything before we go. Don't worry. The TVs will be gone and your furniture will be upside down and it'll be just like normal. Don't worry.
We'll just nail it to the ceiling.
Yeah, no, it was, they're very nice. And we had a good time and we probably visited a dozen wineries over the 2.5 days that we were there.
Real quick, two things. A, your heart was broken because your daughter knew how to drink. B, yeah. What was your favorite winery?
Well, I'm not a huge winey drinkier guy, but the one you mentioned, the
Visa Tui
was very nice.
It's a good winery.
It was a little crowded, even though the rain was there. It was crowded, but they have a great deli, which we bought a bunch of stuff in and wines. And there's also the Casilo, the Castle one. I forget what it's called.
Yeah,
which everybody else loved very much. So we had a good time.
Excellent. Okay, time for our chat questions, our live chat questions. This is part of the show where if you're joining us live, we're going to take your questions and actually completely make up the answers. There is no chance that we know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But look at us. We are confident that we are habitual liars. Our first question comes from Mike. Mike wants to know, is it legal to run off the road to Prim when the 15 is stopped?
Brett? Well, you added the word the. Is it legal to run off-road to Prim?
You're right. That's correct.
It's not legal to drive on the shoulder, which people like to do. But can you drive off-road, which is completely different? Who knows? Go for it. See what happens.
Right, maybe you can head on.
If you're going to get lottery tickets, it's probably a lot faster to get there.
There's probably people already out there.
Yeah.
1.4 billion? Yeah, I'm taking
it. It's very dangerous. If you drive the 15 to and from California and the traffic is stopped and there are people driving on the shoulders left or right, very dangerous. And it's, you know...
A live chat question from Christina. If you won the lottery, would you still do the podcast?
We would just be doing it from a different location.
Yeah.
Living in Barbados.
We're doing it from our castle.
Exactly.
Hello.
Jeez. Jeez, can you bring us some more champagne?
Bring the boat over, please. Yes. I would like to do the show. I'd like to transmit from the boat tonight.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. First of all, I can't win the lotto. I'm not allowed to. Because I've sinned against the Lord. No, it's because...
But the lotto is not based in Nevada. It's a non-Nevada thing, so why would it matter?
Because the reason is because... Good question. My wife works for a company that actually... she works for a company, and that company was bought by another company, and that company that bought them runs the lottery for pretty much every state in the country.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want to buy lottery tickets, give them to me, and if we win, of course, I will give you your share.
Yeah. Right. So that's somebody else said that to Melissa. The boyfriend was going to go off and buy. Melissa's like, you know, he can't do that. If they're in the household, they're not allowed to do that. And then this woman's like, that's okay. He won't live here then. we're getting that money, man.
You're giving it to somebody else.
Yeah. So I'm not allowed to. If I won the lottery, would I do the podcast? I'd be a lot calmer.
Yeah.
I bet you I'd stop cussing then.
We'd have some better headphones. No, I'm teasing.
Better headphones. He'd have a nicer mic. God. This
yeah.
Guy,
exactly.
Bitch,
we'd have some upgrades
bitch,
around here.
Bitch.
We'd actually have air conditioning in the summer.
Oh, the Lord. All right. We're going to miss Brett as he pops off to somewhere else who likes him better, I guess. I'm doing the best I can. All right. Next question. Danny wants to know, what is your biggest goal for 2016? Notice I didn't say resolution. Brett?
Didn't we answer this before?
No. We did a show last week about resolutions, but what's your goal?
My goal is always kind of the same, to make it to the
next year. My goal is I have some very specific business goals for the company, for both the co-op and for Podworks and for the network. I'm not going to talk about what those goals are, but those goals are very specific and they are written down on a spreadsheet, which means they're real.
Oh, that's right. You got to write them down.
That's the law. Next one. Pops wants to know, okay, groundwater questions. Empty pools don't pop out of the ground when they're... Empty pools don't pop out of the ground floating. They don't pop out of the ground. I've never seen a pool pop out of the ground. By the way, there are a lot of pools here that are pre-built and then just dropped into the ground. And those pools are almost never very good. Next question he asks is, can you drill a well? Sure.
If you're not on city water, I guess you could. You'd have to.
The question is, will you hit water?
Eventually.
Yeah, at some point. How deep is the water? I don't know. But here's the thing that you're going to deal with, and that is caliche. Caliche is God's concrete. When we built our pool up in Aliante, we weren't living here. So I had a camera watching them build the pool. So they come in with those little, you know, backhoe things, whatever they're called. It's about this big, right? It's a one-man backhoe. So the guy's in there, and I'm watching him from California, and he's going, and you could see him going, kink, kink, and getting nowhere. Yeah. I'm like, well, I wonder what that's all about. That can't be a feature. That can't be good. Ring, yellow. Mr. Whitney, we hit caliche. Ugh, what's that? Well, it's basically concrete. Well, why would there be concrete? Well, it's not real concrete, but it acts like concrete. And our little backhoe, we can dig that. It'll probably take us 20 hours. The quote that you got for the pool is good for 10. So if we go over that, you're going to pay $100 or $400, whatever it is, an hour over. I'm like, okay. And my options are, well, here's your option, sir. We can bring in a large backhoe, a big one. We'll bring it over the fence, and we'll drop it in there, and then we'll dig it, and we'll get to that caliche. I said, well, why wouldn't I do that? He goes, well, your homeowners association probably won't like that. Like, I don't live there right now. Go ahead and do it. So I watch them, you know, bring in this freaking giant backhoe. I'm watching this on video. The guy goes, boom, hits the ground. The whole house shakes. I'm like, what are you doing? 15 minutes, he was done.
Yeah.
Whole pool was done. 15 minutes. I'm like, well, okay. Now, meanwhile, we did get a knock on the door. From the neighbors, and they were not happy. I'm like, I didn't know it was that big. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm in California. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you going to do? I didn't know they were going to. I thought you're supposed to have the big one. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah. So caliche is the real problem.
Well, they're done now, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
Should I fill the hole back up and start over? Yeah, caliche, there are basements. He asks about basements, too. But again, you deal with the same issue with basements is because the caliche, they're not as popular. And it's about a $20,000 to $25,000 feature to dig a basement on a house. So we actually looked at a couple of homes that had basements in them.
Yeah, and in Section 10, there's a few homes that have basements. And Section 10 is south of us. All the real estate here in the valley is blocked off in sections, naturally. And one of them is called Section 10. It's a little older. It's not like Scotch, not 80s area. Older. It's a nice area. Bigger houses, larger lots.
It's one of the better sections.
We saw a couple homes that had basements. They look like homes that they may have filmed Halloween in, but...
But basements are basements.
It was pretty spooky. And again, we have another question in the live chat. She asked, can you test for caliche? You can. Usually caliche is about six to 12 inches from the top of the ground. So you could certainly go in with a shovel, literally, and just go and see if you hit it. Or you could probably rent a backhoe from wherever you're...
Ahern.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. As a matter of fact, I think Bradley would love to do that after killing some people in Call of Duty. Have him get in the backhoe, dig a hole in the background and see if he hits it. And believe me, if he hits it, he'll know he hit it because it literally is God's concrete. It is unbelievable how hard and unpleasant this stuff is. Okay. Next question. Jimmy 2G's wants to know, how much did you drink over the holidays? No more than I normally do. Teddy wants to know, I assume... water is nucking futz expensive. You assume incorrectly.
No, it's not at all.
Water is unbelievably inexpensive here. I was shocked when I first moved here how cheap it was. Do you know what your water bill is?
Depends on the month. Yep. But in the summer, it's probably about $100, and now it's about $20.
Wow. That's cheap. Mine right now is about $100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, 35 now, maybe $100 more in the summer.
Yeah, now at one point mine was about $600.
And I had that bill too.
And that was because I had a leak.
Then I went, oops.
A really bad leak. Yeah. And it was killing me. But water is unbelievably cheap. As a matter of fact, when we first moved here and we, you know, had that pool built, when it was first built, it included, at no extra cost, in a 250-gallon a day leak. Literally, the water was leaking out of the pool. And it ended up being underneath our deck. Well, we had to drain and fill and drain and fill and drain and fill that thing three times to try to troubleshoot this problem. And I couldn't even tell you what the delta cost was for all that water. I mean, it was, I don't know, 45,000 gallons of water extra than we had to use to do that. I didn't see anything. Didn't even raise an issue with us. And like I said, here, we have a real big house here. $100 right now. It'll go up, obviously, in the summer when we're watering every day. By the way, the water restrictions here are very specific.
Yeah.
So, like, in wintertime, I think it's once or twice.
You get one weekday pretty much right now.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Sunday's a free day or something. Or Sunday's a no day for everybody, right? I think I'm one day a week right now. Actually, since the weather's been so interesting and my dog's been eating my drip system, I turn my sprinklers off. Speaking of which, forget the backhoe. Just borrow a radio. She'll come and dig a hole for you. No, Kalichi, are you kidding me? But she'll have a trench built and dug out for you in no time.
That's funny. In the summer, though, you're watering three times a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, depending on how much watering you have, if you have grass or plants or whatever, that, you know, that takes a little bit of water. Pools actually evaporate less water than grass of the same size would use, which a lot of people don't know. Yeah. So pools are actually more water efficient for the size they take than grass of the same size. Okay, Danny wants to know, congratulations on your 10 years. So what do the next 10 years look like for the Vegas Video Network? Well, according to Pops, I will be the Howard Hughes of the online broadcast,
which means
I'm going to have long, icky hair, really creepy fingernails, and I'm going to live in the first floor or the penthouse. Some casino right here. Yeah. So I can't wait for that. Thanks, Pops, for that.
The Desert Inn, that's right.
I have some ideas of what's going to happen with the network. I think they would be good if they happen. I don't know if they'll happen. You know, we brought the network back last year, and it's been a nice thing so far. The people we have on the network are great. I really enjoy the company and the folks who are doing all the shows on the network right now. So that's been just lovely for me. And the ones I don't like, they're not there. So that's been lovely for me.
I like
as well.
That theory, that philosophy you have. Really, I don't like you, so go piss off.
Yeah, and it's not so much, well, it is kind of like that. As I think about it, well, kind of. And it really has lowered my stress quite a bit. So will there be more added? Yeah, there's a couple that, so I've talked to several people who have asked to be on the network. There's been other people from other online things who are trying to get to our network. Right now, we have 100% rejection on them. None of them have been good enough to be on the Vegas Video Network. We've talked to a couple other people who would be good enough, we are mapping out when they're going to be added. I can't tell you exactly when that's going to happen yet, but if they happen, they're both going to be just spectacular shows. Super happy about
it. Cool.
Let's see. Last question. When's the next meetup? That's a great question. We haven't had one of those in a long time. You know, I'm thinking we might do a meetup in May-ish. And the reason is I might bring back the concept of the Vegas Video Network pantomime players about that time as well. Here's why. We haven't talked about this much yet, and we're going to... You were very good, Angry Santa.
I was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Why do I feel like the guinea pig of this show? You're making me try foods
the
and
The only angry who
act.
In America.
I was mad at the Grinch.
I know you were.
I knew what was going
but
on.
But that's not what a who is.
Yeah, I know.
Whos are never angry. So, May-ish, we will have hit 1,000 live broadcasts
Oh, wow.
for the Vegas Video Network, which is a lot.
Now you're going to make me act out the shows?
Well, so we that might be a good time to organize a meetup for folks who want to meet not just us, but you know, all the other Vegas Video Network folks as well. Also, we might do. I have an idea for a show that we might do in celebration of that. I'm not going to give that away. I actually told Danny a little bit about it last week, and Lisa asked about it as well because they were both very excited about being happy Who's.
They were happy.
They were happy.
I think they had some extra help.
Yeah.
Each of them.
Yeah. So, hey, look, I don't care how they get
some
happy.
Some kind of white powder.
I don't care how they get happy. I just want them happy, damn it. All right. So stay tuned for that. You know, maybe you guys, I'll tell you, the last time we had a meetup, it started in the live chat. Right. Somebody said they were out-of-towners. It might have even been Shannon. I don't remember. He said, you know, I'm coming to town in 3 weeks. And somebody else said, well, that's cool. I'm going to be in town as well. And then Ted said, well, we should organize a meetup. And so I reached out to the folks over at Rum Bar. Fast forward 2 or 3 weeks, we had 50 people in 3 weeks show up to Rum Bar. And, you know, we got them all free drinks. And what was cool about it, the Rum Bar people came and brought me aside and said, you know, we do these meetup things for a lot of different stuff. This is the first time we've had people show up and stay after the first drink. They're still here now, 4 hours later.
That's cool.
Why is that?
Because we're cool.
Fucking awesome, man. These guys are cool. That's why. They're like, well, you know.
And they all have a drinking problem.
Please come back again. Well, all right, that's cool. Drinking problem. That's interesting. Yeah. That's right. It's time for Have a Drink. I mean, that's a part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar that I've been to, and you can win some fabulous prizes. Scott, I consider you a liar. You cannot be trusted. You're a Cussy McCusserson, and no one believes you. Really?
Cussy McCusserson.
That's right. It actually is true. Can you give us some examples? Why, yes, I can. Here's what you can win.
Oh, not how you cuss. The beautiful Vegas Video Network visor, which is available in black and khaki and red currently. Although it might take you weeks to get it because the mailman is slow.
They're in stock now.
Oh, they're now in stock.
Yeah.
Although Scott's still got to take the effort to get in the mailbox. Also for you, Gajazzathon and Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. And you're sick of the holiday music, so you have to save that for 11 months from now. Or you could have some Champagne, a beautiful bottle of La what?
You can drink on me.
La Marca and a drink on Scott.
All right.
I never heard of that.
Let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on me.
I knew this one instantly.
Did you really?
Instantly.
Really?
Yes.
I just want to check something.
Because it's there inside it's at the link next door.
It's at the link. Stand by. Hold on.
And the answer is.
I just lost my internet connection here, so that's
oh,
a problem for me.
Oh, golly, Miss Molly.
Stand by. This fucking laptop. Brand new laptop. Impressive.
You were bitching about it last week.
Yeah.
Did you think the problem was going to go away?
Well, I'm not a very smart guy.
Just by ignoring the
okay,
problem?
Okay, so you knew. You said that you know. And by the way, where do people go, Brett, if they want to put
well,
in
they
something?
Well, they want to send a they want to compete, you mean?
Yeah.
They send an email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's
right.
What they would do.
That's exactly what they do. And
yeah.
Why? Because they're smarter than smart. Okay, here
absolutely.
We go.
Absolutely.
Here is oh, wait. Almost
didn't
botched
see
it.
The galaxy of the
almost
gods.
Botched it, but I didn't botch
here
it
they come.
Because later it's time for the galaxy.
No,
not gallery. Galaxy of
gods.
Dun 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 gods. There's Binky and Bud. They have a talk show. It's a Binky and Bud. There's Greg. There's Michael. He is a nice guy. There's Scott. There's Shan. Not Jan. It's Shan. There's Erin. Erin is very talented. She makes cards more complicated than rockets. There's Pops. He's a nice guy, too. There's Sammy. There's your buddy, Scott. There's Jackie. There's Christina, who's very nice. Her baby listened to my music. God bless her. I hope she's got money for therapy. There's Brett's dad.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
There is the
John. There is a dog. There's Wayne. There's Mike. Mike's got a gun. Watch out, Mike. There's Danny.
Duck.
And there's
Danny.
Brett.
Oh, that's me.
There's Brett. There he is. Okay, there you go. Okay.
That's funny.
Okay, so you knew last week's you're saying based upon no hints whatsoever.
There's a dog.
There's a dog. All right, so what was last week's? Let's take a look, shall we?
Last week's was the, clue number one was the tilted kilt. Clue number two was the tilted kilt. And clue number three was
the tilted kilt.
Because the waitresses have big bazongas. They wear short little skirts.
What the fuck?
And the food is mediocre.
There it is. Wait a minute.
Where's
my 240? Oh, for a little.
That's it right there.
No, I know that, but I'm looking for this week's, which I can't find. Yeah, so hold on. Let me just get it real fast.
Well, don't pull up this week's.
No, not yet, but I got to just find the one.
Because that'll confuse people.
Oh, where's this week's? Oh, Scott, you dumbass. All right, stand by.
Meanwhile, we've got...
All right, hold on.
22 people were 22 for 22, and Scott lost his internet connection again.
Yeah, hold on.
And now he doesn't have his thing for next week's.
Where's
my hat? Oh, that's pretty. You have a construction cone.
Where's my hat? Oh, I forgot to do it.
You didn't load his hat on the computer.
Oh, Scott.
Uh-oh.
Here.
We might have a reason tomorrow. Oh, I'm supposed to stretch.
Yeah, stretch.
So anyway, we were, went to therapy, and we were talking about a variety of things, and the very complex relationship I've had with my car, how it lets me down time and time again. I mean, in the winter, it tells me it needs air in the tires. It's a very needy car.
Right.
In the summer, it tells me I still need air in the tires. Like, well, how many times do I got to do this for crying out loud?
God, I can't believe
would you find this thing already?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where did I put this?
My car last week actually had a little transmission. I went to slam it. I almost got killed today on Spring Mountain, by
what?
The way. Now some dude was turning left with me at Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. No, Valley View and on to Spring Mountain as I was going down to the Palazzo.
Right.
And he decided he was going to squeeze his little car in between my car and another car and change lanes. And I, after giving him several minutes of horn, and... I decided to let him in. But I certainly gave him some horn all the way down Spring Mountain, then rode his butt for about another mile until he finally backed off. Because, you know, people in Vegas are crappy drivers.
Worst
last week was last Thursday. I was down at the Palazzo. And I got stuck in the CES traffic trying to get out of the parking lot at the Palazzo. It took a half an hour to get out of the parking lot at 5 o'clock. Then to get across the street. It was about 6 o'clock. Horrible. Good Lord. And I was talking to the waitresses at one of the restaurants. And they're going, these people are so cheap. So cheap. They don't tip at all. So you CES attendees who are watching the Vegas Video Network, what the fuck, over? How can you come here and not tip? How do you not tip?
Why would you think
these waitresses are busting their heinies for your whiny butts.
You suck.
And, you know, CES primarily is very good for the, let's say, the adult industry and also for restaurants. Typically, not necessarily for other things.
By the way, I've asked for a media pass for AVN.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you ask for two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Would you go?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we have tickets for that on the shopping show.
For AVN?
Seriously.
Really?
I'm not making that up.
That is
we have as well. Yes. Cool. Hey. If you're going to go, you might as well go on a discount, right?
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
for fuck's sake.
Are we going to do this thing or what?
Oh, there it is.
Because I'm falling asleep. My butt's falling asleep.
Keep going. Yeah, hold on.
Can't you just... What's with all the construction tiles up there on your thing?
Don't push me.
Those are kind of crazy. Okay, now we're watching Scott try to throw something from one computer onto a phone. And he's over there doing... I don't know what he's doing. He's talking to himself is what he's doing right now. This... is why they wrote an article about Scott and the high-quality podcasting that he does here on the Vegas Video Network.
Dude, that's funny right there.
Yes, indeed. That's comic gold, I know, going through there. That's just crazy. Anyway, 22 people got it was called what now the name of the place? The Tilted Kilt. I went there once. I was unimpressed.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the girls obviously were attractive, and things they were wearing were rather attractive. But they had way too many drunk folks in there for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And they don't bother kicking him out. They just let him be rowdy. Like, eh, I didn't want to get out there and be the rowdy. That's for sure.
Oh, I can't believe I can't find this damn thing.
You still can't find it. Okay, can we then give up and we could provide it on Facebook or on the page or somewhere else?
Keep filling.
Keep filling.
Just do it.
My large backside is literally falling asleep over here.
Do it.
I can't do it. Come I'm on, falling buddy. Asleep. It's we're over the over already. We haven't even started the Haddam yet.
Come on, man.
How can you, if you can't find it, what are you gonna do now?
It's on my phone.
It's on your phone.
Yeah.
How about you just show a picture of it on your phone?
Because that's not good enough.
That's not good enough. Okay. And you can't email it because you're too slow, or what are you doing over there?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, it took you that long to do it. Okay, Scott, email.
I had to find the damn thing.
You could have done that like 4 hours ago.
I can't believe I can't find it here, though. I don't understand. What
the lack of preparation. There is a moral to the story. Pre-preparation prevents poor performance.
Yeah,
Scott is failing on this anniversary edition of the show. Immensely. He's still talking. He's making excuses over here. Let me ask you this. If this was one of Scott's clients doing this show,
I'd go, hey.
What would he be saying to them?
Let's figure it out.
He'd be saying, hey, what the fuck, over? What are you doing?
Hey, what the hell?
What's going on?
Oh, this is pissing me off.
WTF, they'd be saying. Over.
Man.
And he still can't find it. As he's trying to send an email to himself, and that won't go through. The funny thing is, Scott, when he sends an email to himself, the email goes to his spam filter.
Oh, you're funny.
I'm trying. All right, well, let me see this. Let's see if there's any...
Hey, I know what you can do. We can start reading the names. So start reading
names. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm rocking the filler hardly, Danny. Let's...
Start reading names.
Okay, I'm putting names in hats. Well, at least we can do something over here.
Yeah, please do.
That's what I was saying. Let's do something. I don't know who's all in the live chat, but there's Jim Cawley going in. Any of these people in the live chat, if you are, just... say here, and I'll add you an extra one. Christina V.
She's in the live chat.
She's live chatting. All right. So I will throw in a Christina with a V as we do this. Okay. Oh, G. Tapa is here. So that was our first. Which one is G. Tapa? What's your real name? Or is that Christina?
Let me see that one.
G. Tapa here, it says. Well, who's G. Tapa? Give me a name, G. Tapa. Is that Jim or it's
Callie.
Greg?
It's Jim Callie. Oh, that's
did I say
G. Tapa? I don't think I have a Greg.
I don't think I said Greg. Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo.
Oh, wait,
no, he's just Airport Limbo is here.
Yep.
All right, so let's put in Eric with an H. He is there with the little airport. Jim Gallagher, also known as Jimmy Two G's. I know Jimmy's in there. Okay. See, you put their nicknames on here already. I like that. That's good. That helps.
Yeah.
And there's Jimmy G. Mike Q. is live chatting because he yelled at me earlier. So I think Mike's in there. So we'll throw the Michael Q in there. Again, 22 people. Tom, you? Tom, are you here? Tom, Beijing Tom.
Not sure. Tom, you was in there.
Tom, you, he is. There,
yeah,
he is.
Is.
All right, there he's back. All right, Tom, you is here. Okay. Next one up is Mike Laskowski, also known as Mad Chipmunk. Is the chipmunk here? Not sure if he is or not. I don't see him in there yet. Next one up is Steve I. Is Steve-O in there? Normally he is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you say Steve I is there?
Let me double check.
Monoxide at work. That's not the same one.
But he is eventually going to show up. Steve, I don't see Steve.
Nope, so no Steve I. Okay. Erin Perry, she's not there, I know. Gary, there's Gary. That's Gary Rumbe. And then Kevin Woof.
Okay.
Kevin Woof. Kevin W-I-P-F. Woof. How do you say that? Kevin Woof.
Okay.
Woof is not in the live chat, but he's there as well. All right, so there's the ones you gave me. And I know we probably have a video or two and email to read.
These guys, and they have little things to write on the back.
Okay, we have Monica Fagan. Congrats on the RJ article.
Yep.
So thank you, Monica Fagan. That's Binky, and she's here. So let's throw in the bink.
Throwing the bink.
We're throwing in the bink. You and your little extra stuff. There's Dave Fagan, who says, much love.
I love that about Dave.
And Dave is here as well.
Dave has no fear into being just, you know, he's his own man. He's not worried about that. Okay, I'm all back. I'm back.
Oh, good to see you.
Woo!
Huh.
All right.
All right. Dave is here with the velvety voice.
All right. Let's go. Michael Snow, Chicago Snowman.
Hang
he is
on,
in there.
I'm still putting in Dave.
All right. Thanks for that. Thank you very much, Brett, for filling in there.
Shy Snow
well
Dog.
Done. Well
is
done.
Here.
Well done. Yep. You got him?
Yep.
Oh, he wrote something. Hold on. He wrote, he's been there before. He was, in last November, he hung out at the Tilted Kilt or the Crooked Squirt.
All right.
Craig Daughtry, I don't think Craig's in there, but Craig is, in fact, a previous winner. There's Craig right there. Hey, Craigie. And Craig says, what's up, Scott and Brett? Scott, it was great meeting you at the Golden Tiki. Good to see you. Guy's been coming to Las Vegas for 25 years.
Very nice.
Pretty impressive, right?
Awesome.
Jim Shupenko. He writes, love the show. God bless your
Thank
little
you,
heart
Jim.
There. All right, keeping moving. Shannon.
Shannon.
Shannon writes, Shannon is a dude, but you can read that.
Oh, Shannon the dude.
Neon
Hi,
Vacation.
Scott.
Who's in there?
Huh?
He's in there, by the way. So Shannon, Neon Vacation.
He's on here. He's on here. He's on
yeah, he's in the live chat.
He's live chatting.
He is live chatting, indeed.
Neon Vacay. He says, hello, first off, the Haddam Bar this week is obviously the Tilted Kilt. More importantly, congratulations on 10 frickin' years. Wow.
Boom.
Seen some amazing programs come from the Vegas Video Network and hope to see many more, so keep up the great work. Freezing my ass off in Minnesota. Yours truly, Shannon, T-minus 10 days until Vegas. And he probably, after the Vikings debacle over the weekend, probably committed Harry Carey.
Jeez, man.
At some point.
That was brutal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. All right. Next up is MB, Michael from Chicago, and he writes...
Over by there, from Chicago.
He writes, stand by.
Where it's about one right now in Chicago.
There you go.
Oh, it's another long one. Hello, Brett and Scott and the folks in the live chat. A Haddam even a tourist could get by decoding the first clue. It came to me Tilted Kilt. This is why my only entry, since I will be in Vegas seeing a show, don't bother to read the rest on the air. Plans are already sideways, as a friend I told about Bootleggers open mic booked my arrival for Monday, 7:25 p.m. Ugh. And a full-page ad for a discount from Vegas.com in Illinois Entertainer was printed expired, so I have to take my 25% off to zero chance of tickets tonight. Look like that service. Hope to catch Brett at Emeralds Tuesday if he's still broadcast from there. Again, thanks for the show. Keep the pace relaxed. I like breaking the show into chunks. More times to enjoy y'all. Michael, the hockey fan from Chicago.
Thank you there.
Tuesday night, we were there tonight, so I'm not sure when we're there again. It should be next week at some point.
All right, Gene, son of Pops. He's the guy who is mono exide at work, so right... Gene, son of Pops.
Son of Pops.
Gene writes, this week's Haddam is the Tilted Kilt. Correct. I like the son of Pops bit. Can you write a quick metal jingle using that as a theme?
Son of Pops.
Son of Pops, you are son of Pops. That's all I got, really. I hope that worked out for you. Keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to my shows.
Not soda, just Pops.
I love it. These nuts.
Not
That's
cold.
Those guys.
These nuts. These nuts.
While working and tuning it in, live show, groovy, Gene Fulgrim, son of Pops.
He got those nuts from Pops.
Well, that's true, actually, if you think about it, right? And then finally, Alan Perry, a long time.
AP in the house.
There he is. Boom. There's Alan.
Alan writes, dear guys, this week's bar for Haddam is a Tilted Kilt at the Link Promenade. This bar reminds me of a bit of a Twin Peaks bar. The waitresses are even dressed similarly. And both off the chains are all over the place. Kind of like the fast food franchises you see on practically every corner. There is something missing about these places. They are a little bit too cookie cutter for my taste. Aaron and I wish you all the best in 2016. Keep up the great work and the podcast. I did go to Twin Peaks, and I did not like that one either. And I think he's right.
Yeah,
he brings up a good point.
He's right.
Good point.
It was a desperate attempt for me just to get something filler in there.
Yeah, Scott was just trying to.
Sorry, I'm doing the best I can.
Fill for 52
shows. The love
shows
of God.
And find 52
it's hard.
Bars.
It's a lot of work, man. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, we've got Penny Gregory. Penny Gregory. Let's see if she's in
Penny.
There.
Penny! Penny Gregory!
I'm telling you, I will knock you out if you keep that up. Penny doesn't appear to be in there, but she gets a double anyways.
Did she write a
because
video?
She didn't, but she actually added a graphic with a Christmas acoustic CD in it. So one for that.
At the Roanoke River Lighthouse.
Look
She's hanging
that.
Out in the Virginia.
Isn't that nice? We have a worldwide audience, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the name again?
Penny G.
Penny G.
I think she's a past winner. And then we've got, now it's time for our videos, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got multiple videos.
Let's get it. We'll begin with Pops. Pops gets one for his entry. Pops gets one more for being in the live chat.
He gets three.
And he gets one more for this bit of cinematic magic.
Hey, kids. I usually don't say anything about the Haddam Answer in my video. I usually just do something wacky and fun. But this week's bar, the Tilted Kilt, really impressed me with their menu. It has an awesome menu of delicious, delightful-looking tidbits.
Look at those
real lip-smacking, delicious goodness that I'm just dying to taste. I sure want to get my hands on a couple of their tasty snacks next time I'm in town. Being on the Strip, it's a little pricier than Hooters at the mall, but it doesn't seem overly inflated to me. I've heard they even pair them up sometimes to make a two-for-one special on their appetizers. Oh yeah, I've heard they sell food and beer too. So that bar might be the kind of bar you'll find old Pops relaxing in next time I get to Vegas. Beats hell out of watching bikers shoot pool, don't you think?
These nuts!
These nuts. And by the way, he writes, the correct answer, of course, is Tilted Kilt. The Christmas show, by the way, was better than I expected. Thank you.
Apparently, I'm the only one
that
didn't like
it.
Thank you very much. Because I didn't like my other...
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like my performance.
Okay. So,
hey, you know what they say, Pops, about the your video there? You've seen one, you've seen them both. Just so I let you know that.
You know what? Who is it? Ron White says, when you... what was it? If somebody asked... What was it about tits? If you've seen one, you want to see them all. In other words, if somebody shows you wants to show you boobs and they're horrible, you'd still like, yeah, I'll take a look.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see them all. he writes, the Christmas show was awesome. How are you going to top next year? Only 11 months to plan. Time flies when you're having fun. By the way, give it away if my name is drawn. I'm just playing along because my parole officer allows me to do that. That's nice. Okay, way to go, Pops. And then finally... Of course, we have Robert, who's also in the live chat. Let me double check that. There he is. So he's going to get a triple play, too. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat, and one for this equally cinematic beauty.
Hey, guys. Sorry I couldn't be in the live chat last week.
What?
But I did watch the show the next day. This week's bar is located at the Link. On the right-hand side, going down toward the high roller. They have a large selection of beers on tap and some very good-looking dishes.
I was going to tell you, it pisses me off that he gets better pictures than I do.
Yeah.
I don't know who he knows, but we're going to have to keep an eye on Bob.
Yeah.
Not to be trusted. Continue, Bob.
Here are some photos of the staff that will be serving you on your visit to the Tilted Kilt. If you're in the area, you may bump into two decks.
That's hilarious.
That's outstanding, isn't it?
Yours actually looks like it belongs
to
it.
Tilted Kilt.
You got to use that. You can use one of those for the thing.
Look at that. He goes out and steals the Tilted Kilt closing.
You guys have
logo.
A good one, and I'll see you next week.
That's awesome. That's
Bob
awesome.
Is both a cinematic genius and a thief.
What was the one he had of us last week?
We were... in the jail, we had that. We were doing mugshots.
Yeah, you gotta take both those and put them on our weekly thing. That should be our little highlight of the
what
of the shot
thing?
You use.
Oh no way!
You know the shot you use on Facebook.
I know what you're thinking. I'm telling you,
it'd be hilarious.
Can't do that.
Why not?
I can explain it to you. Once
oh, you and your legality garbage.
It's not about legality. It's about actually getting people to watch us who don't already know us. It's about being discovered. Okay, so let's. Let's go fuck
can
yourself.
Do it
there
once,
it goes.
Can't you?
There's my one cuss. Go
do
fuck
it
yourself.
Once. You can at least
Jesus
do it once.
Christ, you big pain
those
in my
are
ass.
Funny. Just do it for me on the Facebook.
Fucking pain in my
put
ass.
It on mine.
Oh, put it on Facebook.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you meant as
the
opening.
Facebook.
Oh, I'll do
funny.
That all day. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That little picture that you have to start with the Facebook.
No. That's not. Just,
okay,
please
whatever.
Help me,
just
God.
Whatever you want.
Please help me.
There's a lot of people in here today.
Yeah.
And the winner is one that I wrote. It is.
Oh, now hold on. Oh. You wrote this. They got multiple entries either because they're in the live chat or they provided extra content. What is the winner?
Live chat is Jimmy Tucci.
Jimmy Tucci's. There he is. A long-time believer.
Jimmy.
Congratulations, woo! Jimmy. You win a visor or a CD or a drink on me.
Congratulations.
Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Me, which I apparently had to mine from who knows where. Here it is.
Jamie said that we are her phone background.
I don't even know what that means.
As in the background music?
Or the graphic. Because if that's the case, you have got...
Kilted Scott, not Jailbird Scott. See, Jamie wants the Kilted Scott.
Oh, well, who doesn't,
somebody
really?
Somebody wants him.
Who doesn't, really? If you think about it, you look at me, you're like, I want the Kilted Scott.
Yes, indeed.
Nobody does. Okay, here we go. Here's our three hints for this. Have a drink on me. It is very nice. Our first hint. If Microsoft named a bar after their worst OS, this would be that bar.
Ooh.
If Microsoft named a bar after their very worst OS, this would be that bar. Number two, look carefully at this picture. Number two, looking out those windows, are you seeing an ocean view in that photo?
Ooh.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Looking out those windows, are you seeing an ocean view in that photo? Yes, you do. By the way, does that graphic change? Yes, that view changes. That was a special hint. Number three, that certainly looks like a, quote, pleasing view, especially one seen through a long, narrow opening. Hint number three, that certainly looks like a, quote, pleasing view, especially one seen through a long, narrow opening. If you know the name of that bar, you're going to send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideo.com. Happy anniversary, my brother.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to everybody out there. Thanks for playing along for 10 long years. We certainly do it. My intent is to do 10 more. Yeah! My God, that sounds like a great idea. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, and who wouldn't? Couple ways to do it. First, you can send us an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. But please don't be somebody who says, oh, Scott, I don't want you on the show anymore. Can somebody else come in? Because that makes me sad. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that. It's super easy to do. All you do is go to our homepage. You're going to look at that little red tab. You're going to click it, and then boom, a little thing pops up. You click on that little thing. You're going to leave a voicemail using your microphone on your computer because you're special that way. Hey, we're also on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share it with your friends. You can also find us on Roku, where we have over 31,000 people who have subscribed to our channel.
Awesome.
Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Chrome Fire. And by the way, we're going to be on Google Play as soon as they light up their podcast thing. It's going to be pretty cool. What?
As soon as they get their act together.
As soon as they get their act together. But we're already ready to go. All of our shows in the Vegas Video Network are ready to go. I am your host, Scott Whitney. That there is Brett Grant. We are so happy that you've decided to spend your time with us. God bless your little heart for that. And we are going to see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas
podcast.
Good night, everybody. Ticket.